From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani testified at Zacharias Moussaoui's sentencing trial today. Giuliani is part of the government's case, trying to convince the jury to give Moussaoui the death penalty. The defense asked the jury in opening statements to give Moussaoui life in prison instead. Moussaoui has pleaded guilty to several counts of conspiracy to commit terrorism with links to the 9/11 attacks. NPR's Larry Abramson is at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. He joins us now. Larry, what did Giuliani have to say in his testimony today?
Michelle, Giuliani testified next to a scale model of the World Trade Center, which was standing in the center of the courtroom, and he described how his aides and he rushed to the scene of the disaster after the first crash, and then he saw the explosion from the second crash. He said he and the other officials later on became briefly trapped in a building when the first tower entirely collapsed, and he was worried that in addition to everything else that was going on, that the city was going to lose its entire leadership. The mayor said when he got to the scene, he really didn't know whether this was just a horrible accident or something worse, but he realized that he was in what he called uncharted territory when he started to see people jumping from the top of the World Trade Center to escape the flames.
And I understand a video of those images, people jumping from the building, was played today in the courtroom. I imagine that was quite an emotional moment.
It was. It was played several times during Giuliani's testimony and also during a witness afterwards who was very emotional and I think very effective for the prosecution, a woman who was visiting New York City, staying in a hotel right next to the World Trade Center, woke up to see the Trade Center exploding in flames. She and her husband made a video of the explosion and the flames of the second explosion and saw people climbing out the windows, struggling to get air, and she described individual people she could see, a man in khaki pants, getting out onto a ledge and then eventually jumping down and falling to their deaths on a canopy below. She even described the fact that they seemed to be organizing their jumps, so they would go out in twos and threes, and that some of them were actually holding hands. And after her, a firefighter described arriving on the scene and then watching as his colleague, another firefighter, was hit and killed by a jumper plunging to his death.
How does this testimony fit into the prosecution strategy?
Well, the prosecution described in opening statements that they have to prove one aggravating factor that would justify giving Mr. Moussaoui the death penalty, subjecting the victims to torture, an unusually painful death, for example, or causing the risk of death to people beyond the victims, and also causing huge harm to the government of New York and to the federal government since there was so much property destroyed. And so they're trying to show that. They're also trying to personalize the attack as much as possible so that we don't just think of these people as a number, as 3,000 people. They're showing pictures. They're talking about what each individual meant to each individual family member who was left behind.
Quickly, Larry, before we let you go, as for the defense, what are they saying to jurors to convince them not to give Moussaoui the death penalty?
They're not saying very much. As you can imagine, it's very hard to cross-examine somebody who has lost a loved one. They've asked one or two questions, but mostly they've been remaining quiet. During their opening statements, they indicated that they're going to focus on showing that Moussaoui is a paranoid schizophrenic. They're going to bring in psychologists and people who know about his past to show that his horrible upbringing, that abuse that he allegedly suffered during his childhood, led him along this path and led him astray.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia.